We've travelled south of the city of Zaporizhia. The road behind me is the road that it was expected, perhaps optimistically, to see buses of civilians being transported out of Mariupol, taking them north to Zaporizhia. That didn't happen because the ceasefire failed. The road has been very quiet. We've seen the occasional car carrying children north. We've also seen a lot of military, interestingly, checkpoints that we've seen early in the day, now abandoned, and Ukrainian tanks heading towards Russian positions, we've been told, are only around 20 kilometres south of here. We've been speaking to villagers in this area. They tell us that the situation has deteriorated dramatically today.
This group of people said they had never heard shelling as intense.
Our parents always said we were born during the war with the Nazis and we would die during a war. I hope the soil rejects Putin's dead body. How is it possible? They are our next of kin. How can they do this? My relatives are in Russia. We have their blood and they have ours.
There's no electricity. We have no idea what's going on around us. My son is fighting in Donbass. I haven't heard from him for 4 days. I don't even know if he's still alive.
The owner of this car says a shell destroyed its wheel as he tried to drive his family to safety.
It hit here and smashed the wheel. The Russians are shelling, even though they saw cars with signs saying children inside.
Driving back north to Zaporizhia, the roads were quiet. Ukrainian tanks headed south. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, near Zaporizhia, eastern Ukraine.